It is August 23rd, 2022. The time is 1:33 p.m., and I'd like to call to order the Gatton Technical Subcommittee meeting. Frank, Carlos, who's going to lead us through roll call today?
This is Frank Ammons, and I'll be performing the roll call. Gary Wiesman, ACC.
Present.
Justin Slocum, AISD.
Present.
Steve Pyle, DIR.
Present.
Chris Phillips, LCRA.
Present.
Jaime Guerra, UT.
Present.
Harold Nall, UT.
Present.
Bo Kinsey, Travis County.
Present.
Is there anyone I haven't called out that's present in this meeting?
Mace Royston, LCRA.
Mace, thank you, sir. That concludes the roll call. Thank you.
All right. Agenda item number two, citizen communications. There's no citizens in the room or a citizens on the call that I can see. So let's move to agenda item three. We're going to review and approve the minutes from the technical subcommittee meeting of July 26. Let's take a few minutes to review that. It should be in your packet.
This is Gary Wiesman. Motion to approve the minutes as presented.
This is Steve. I second.
All right. This is Jaime. We have a motion by Gary and a second by Steve. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none. Frank, please list the vote.
Gary Wiesman with ACC.
Approved.
Justin Slocum, AISD.
Aye, approved.
Steve Pyle, DIR.
Aye.
Chris Phillips, LCRA.
Aye.
Jaime Guerra, UT.
Aye.
So approved.
Minutes are approved. Frank, on the maintenance contractors report, do we want to skip that in case Chris joins us?
Yeah, I'd say we hold off, and we may need to strike it later, but definitely skip it for now.
All right. Then let's move on to agenda item number five, network manager's report. 5A is the project status report.
Okay, in your handout, you'll see the project status report, and I've only got two projects to report to you right now in regards to this one, and it's a completion of segment 9A1N, and then you'll note that in red as a completed project. So that's the last tech meeting, and then the AISD project that's listed in red as well as far as entity-specific projects are concerned. So that's the only two projects I have to report of completion. There's nothing else outside of completion today for me to report to the tech committee. with the exception of this. So as everyone knows, we've got multiple projects, including in particular the upgrade projects were A1N and Supering South that we have had, well, more so A1N right now, but we're submitting for Supering South and have been. But with in regards to Austin Energy, just a reminder for everyone, we have that letter that's out there, that memo, that what's taking place is the city of Austin has asked us to hold off executing that and sending that to who it's dedicated to. And the reason why I recommended allowing the city of Austin to do that is because my executive management team is a newer team. It's not the same one that we dealt with before in regards to Austin Energy about a year and a half ago with a similar letter. So with all that being said, as a reminder for you, what's being asked is there's a vice president with Austin Energy that I need to reach out to. And what's been asked of me is from my CIO is to have this vice president of Austin Energy to attend a Gatton technical subcommittee meeting. And bear with me here when I tell you my thought process on this is, and I told my executive management and CIO that I don't think we'd get much benefit or nor that VP from Austin Energy from having them attend a Gatton Tech meeting, because basically they would be attending it as a citizen. Now, a citizen, as you are aware or should be aware, can bring an agenda item for discussion to our meetings, but there's really no place for him to be in a tech meeting unless he is a citizen. But my CIO felt like it sent a strong message of a collaboration that this vice president of Austin Energy is wanting to express to us. And maybe he wants to speak to that in a tech meeting, and maybe that's all there is to it. But here's my thought process on it, and I want to get your opinion, and then I'll be done with this. So my thought is, let's ask him to meet with the chairs separately from the tech meeting to see if we can get something done in the way of where they prioritize Gatton amongst the private companies out there. And then if number one, and then number two, or go ahead and bring him to a tech meeting, ask him if he has an agenda item that he wants to speak to. And let's think about, I'll work with you, Jaime, and in particular with Dane, the board, or I should say in particular you, Jaime, because you're, you know, the chair of the tech meeting. Do we want to create a agenda item so that he can sit in as a citizen and listen to us discuss it? Which is just, you know what I'm saying? It's so weird, but not commonplace for that to take place. But, and then third, lastly, option outside of that is just tell him, hey, look, you know, this is not the best forum for you to come to speak to Gatton. And he may just not understand that. What do y'all think?
Well, my first thoughts, Frank, are that citizens can talk during Gatton meetings if it's something on the agenda. Like we've had Advanced One come in to talk to the pieces on the agenda related to Bentley, for example. So I don't think that anyone from Austin Energy speaking to a Gatton committee or a board would need to just do it in citizens communication if there's an agenda item for it.
Right.
And then that's a my good other point, thought yeah. is, given that this is a big deal for Gatton, maybe a board meeting would be more appropriate for an executive for Austin Energy to speak at, if we feel that having Austin Energy come speak during a Gatton meeting is something that we should pursue. I'm wondering if it's better to have it in a board meeting versus the tech meeting. Curious to know what other people think.
I mean, I agree with having them come and speak. I'm not sure. I mean, pretty much for the most part, everybody on the tech committee is on the board too. So
right.
I'm not sure how much difference there is between the technical subcommittee and the board right now, at least. I mean, I don't see any reason why they couldn't just come to a tech committee and, you know, we can make sure that they know that you know, for the most part, the tech committee speaks for the board.
Right.
I mean, because that's, I mean, really, that's the only reason that the meetings have to be posted is because we have so many of the board members on there or on here.
Is it because of the board members or just entities speaking for Gatton?
No, it's because of the board members.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Because representatives, I mean, as long as you're a representative for your entity, and so many of us come together, it means it has to be posted.
Yep. I'm fine with you. How about this? How about I call a meeting with you, Jaime, and Dane as the two chairs, or possibly the two chairs and two alternates, and let's just discuss this further and come up, because I need to reach out to this VP this week. So I need to talk to somebody pretty quick about it. I was hoping to contact him later today, at least send an initial email to him, if you know. And Jaime, you're exactly right. We met with Austin Energy. I do recall that. We met with Austin Energy during a Gatton board or tech meeting in the past.
Yeah.
And they came in as citizens and we spoke to an agenda item. So.
Is Dane out of the office this week?
I know he's out today, Jaime. Okay. He didn't say anything about the rest of the week. He just asked me to make sure I was here for this one.
All right. Well, I think that's a good idea, Frank. Let's
let me do that.
Follow up offline and strategize.
Okay, I'll do it. Okay, is there any questions in regards to any discussion or questions in regards to the project status report that remains that we need to go over? If I don't hear any, I'm going to move on to the next agenda item.
Frank, I got a question. You said we recently completed A1 North Segment 9, I believe?
That's correct.
Was that by Bricom or JCCOM?
JCCOM.
Do you guys know if they had any issues? Did they do okay with splicing? Any concerns?
No, everything went well. And I don't know if everyone recalls on the notifications that went out, but this one had 5 different splice points. I don't know how many of you are familiar with Jeff Kirk or not, but they did a really good job. He did a phenomenal job with the allotted time and working that amount of splice locations in one day to get it done. We've got all the test results and all the documentation in currently. Now, I will tell you this, Carlos is in review of all that documentation currently, so I can't say for sure that everything lined up perfectly. But so far, as what I'm aware of, there's no major issues that took place or anything that Gatton needs to be concerned of in regards to their performance.
Thank you.
Any further questions? Okay, hearing none, I'm going to move on to item 5B, which is in your handouts. You'll see there's a network status report. This is an ongoing report that will be populated for each tech meeting. Sometimes we'll have issues to speak to it. Sometimes we won't, unfortunately, for Gatton ourselves in this meeting, in my opinion, and the network. More importantly, there's no network status issues to speak of since the last tech meeting. Are there any questions into the previous ones listed in the handout? Okay, hearing none, I'm going to move on to 5C, which is the job budget report. So just real quick on this one, for me, from my perspective, real quick, I'll be glad to entertain any questions that come up. To give you the rundown, management is tracking 33 jobs totaling $1.745 million. 2 jobs have been completed, which are highlighted in green, and $96,000 has been invoiced. So as you should all be familiar with, our fiscal year started 1st of July. So we've got 2 jobs in the book. Projects in the books that's completed for $96,000 invoiced against the FY23 budget. But nothing a whole lot to report on that right now. We're so early into this fiscal year. Are there any questions in regards to it? Okay, hearing none, Jaime, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay. Frank, did Did you or Carlos want to speak to the maintenance contractor's report, or do we just want to table that for our next meeting?
I tell you this, Jaime, I did review it. I try to make sure I review these documents. I don't see anything different on the inventory. It's identical as the last one you looked at, so it can be struck and tabled to the next meeting. Go ahead, Carlos.
On the maintenance, you can see Super Ring North, Super Ring South, and A1 North, starting with the new year maintenance.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, I don't see anything that other than – I'm sorry, Frank. I don't see anything other than a few higher crossing heights that they have taken. But other than that, no issues.
Okay. And so they're starting Super Ring South and A1 North. So A1 North, a lot of those sections are new. So I guess any of the data they're gathering, would that suggest whether or not the contractors who installed those sections did a good job or not? Because they should look pristine at this point, right?
That is correct, but that's not what they're actually looking for. They're looking for maintenance issues, which some of those could be, you know, for argument's sake, if they saw a case that was hanging, yes, that would make a document. However, you know, they're looking for more of regular maintenance stuff. And yes, you're correct. They should look pristine.
Yeah, everything should look good.
although we have a few A1 North segments that are still out there for construction. So.
Right. Okay. But I mean, like, there shouldn't be a new section of A1 North that needs tree trimming, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And then Super Ring South, if that's the next ring that's going to be worked on, will this maintenance identify any potential issues before we actually go to do the work?
It will. Everything on that list, it'll identify when they go through the full inspection. But like, if there's any tree trimming, it should eliminate some of the tree trimming that's, you know, that's involved with the Super Ring South projects as we get to them. But you got to remember how long our delays are right now with Austin Energy. It could be a year from now if we get through another spring, you know, which we more than likely will before we do these projects. You could be looking at things like tree trimming and that need to get done again. So, but to your point, yeah, it's lining up really good that the maintenance is just coincidental. To be honest, we did that. That's lining up for Super Ring South ahead of Super Ring South being done, because. You know, I know if I was out there in the field getting ready to rebuild a ring and somebody pulled maintenance inspection on it before I did, I would be a happy worker.
Yeah. Well, then a lot of the first segments we're going to do on Super Ring South are probably underground. Is that right?
Yeah, there's a fairly significant amount of underground, and the first segments are underground for Super Ring South.
That is correct.
The plant inspections don't include underground, right? Is it just aerial?
That's correct, sir. Yes.
Yeah, it's aerial ride out.
Okay. Just wanted to clarify. All right. Does anyone have any questions for Frank or Carlos on this report? All right. Then let's jump back in the agenda. Carlos, Frank, do we have prints, correct, for these agenda item 6 items?
That's correct, sir.
Okay. So then for agenda item 6A and 6B, I'd like us to adjourn to executive session under Texas Government Code 418.181 and 551.0089, I believe. The time now is 1:52 p.m. Let's go to the executive session login. Thanks.
Breckenridge has joined the meeting as well, and that'll take care of it during roll call. And so this is Frank Ammons with Gatton, and I'll do the roll call. Gary Wiesman, ACC.
Present.
Justin Slocum, AISD.
Present.
Anthony Breckenridge, City of Austin.
Present.
Steve Pyle, DIR.
Present.
Chris Phillips, LCRA.
Present.
Bo Kinsey, Travis County.
Present.
Jaime Guerra, UT.
Present.
Harold Nall, UT.
Present.
Mace Royston, LCRA. Oh, I see you unmuted. Okay. Okay. There you go. And Carlos DeMatos Gatton. Carlos?
Present.
You're probably muted. Okay.
Is
there anyone else present in this meeting that I have not called upon? Okay, thank you. That concludes the updated roll call.
All right. Going back into our agenda, agenda item number 6. Do we have any motions? And I think you could make a motion for both of them if you want to be efficient.
Ms. Gary Weisman, I'd like to motion that we recommend to the board approving new sites for the City of Austin and Travis County. The City of Austin site will be on D1 North, Austin Energy headquarters, and the Travis County site will be on C2 South, D1 North, new node at Balcones Wildlife Preserve. Although it said tax office.
Yeah. You want to amend the motion?
Okay, so is it Balcones Wildlife Preserve or is it the tax
office? Balcones Nature Reserve is across the street. We did that one a few months ago. And this one is actually on the same street. They're both off of FM 620 and Wilson Park. They're just across the street from each other.
There was a change from the agenda. That was a typo on the agenda. And we changed it on these documents. Just FYI. Sorry about that.
I was looking at the wrong thing. Okay. Then amend my motion to say B2 South, B1 North. C2 South, B1 North site for Travis County is tax office at 8110 Ranch Road, 620.
Thank you.
Beautiful. All right. Gary's got a motion. Do we have a second?
Steve, I second.
All right. We have a motion by Gary and a second by Steve to approve agenda item 6A and 6B. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none. Frank, please lead us to the vote.
Okay, this is Frank with Gatton, and I'll lead us to the vote. Gary Weisman, ACC.
Aye.
Justin Slocum, AISD.
Aye.
Anthony Breckenridge, City of Austin.
Aye.
Steve Pyle, DIR.
Aye.
Chris Phillips, LCRA.
Aye.
Bo Kinsey, Travis County.
Aye.
I'm Gary UT.
Aye.
Motion passes.
All right. I think that concludes our agenda. So our last agenda item is agenda item 9. We're going to confirm the date, time, and location for the next technical subcommittee meeting as September 20th, 2022, 1:30 p.m., either here at the LCRA Service Center or via Microsoft Teams video conference. The time now is 2:09 p.m., and this meeting is adjourned. I appreciate your participation today. Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you all.
Thanks. Thank you all. Bye.
Have a great day. Bye.